Surah Al-A'raf, verses 158 to 162.
For people who meet certain requirements, among them is those who believe in Allah, who establish, who give zakah, and most importantly, who follow the Rasul, al-Nabi, al-Ummi, the unlettered Nabi. So the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we continue after informing the Banu Israel of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were told in the Torah and Injil that the mercy of Allah is conditional upon following Him and honoring Him. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ Those who believe in Him, وَعَزَّرُوهُ And they honor Him. After that, a general proclamation is made about His prophethood to all of humanity. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ Proclaim. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, proclaim and say aloud, Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, inni rasulullahi ilaykum jami'a. Truly I am the messenger of Allah unto you all. The messenger of Allah, alladhi lahu mulku as-samawati wal ard. Allah who has sovereignty over the heavens and the earth. La ilaha illahu Allah, there is no God but He. Yuhyi wa yumit, He ordains life and causes death. Fa'aminu billah. So believe in such an Allah who has sovereignty over the heavens and the earth, and there is no deity beside Him. Fa'aminu billah. Believe in such an Allah wa rasulihi, and in that messenger of His, an-nabiyil ummi, the unlettered Nabi. Alladhi yu'minu billahi wa kalimati, who himself, that Nabi himself also believes in Allah and in His words and in His commandments. Yu'minu billahi wa kalimati, meaning that despite his lofty position, he does not feel it below his status to believe in Allah, in the messengers of Allah, and in all the divinely revealed scriptures of Allah. So why would you consider it below your dignity to believe in Allah and in His messenger? The Rasul himself believes in everything that is associated with Allah. Allah, His messengers, His books. So you also should believe in Allah and His messenger. وَاتَّبِعُوهُ And follow Him. Don't believe only, follow also. وَاتَّبِعُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ So that you may be guided. Ayah 159, وَمِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَىٰ أُمَّةٌ يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ And even though many opposed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was from among the people of Musa alayhi salam a community that guides by the truth of Islam. And thus justice in accordance with it. This refers to those among them who embraced Islam and who will continue to embrace Islam. There will always be a few, like Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu an and many others. So the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was established through revelation and also by the testimony of the people of knowledge. Abdullah bin Salam was a scholar of the Jews and he said, I believe in him. So he was a man of knowledge from among them and he said, I find his description in the Torah. Nevertheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now continues with the story of Musa alayhi salam. وَقَطَّعْنَاهُمْ إِثْنَتَيْ عَشْرَةَ أَسْبَاطًا أُمَمًا Among the favors of Allah upon them was that in order to administrate and manage their affairs, قَطَّعْنَاهُمْ We divided them into 12 tribes. إِثْنَتَيْ عَشَرَ 12 tribes, each a whole community. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى And among the favors upon them, this was passed in some detail or in briefly in Surah Baqarah in the 10th and 11th ruku. It is repeated here. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى And among the favors upon them was that we revealed to Musa alayhi salam, إِذِ اسْتَسْقَاهُ قَوْمُهُ When his people asked him for water, and he supplicated to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for water, when they refused to make jihad, and they were confined to the desert for 40 years, so there was nothing in the desert. So they asked for water, so we instructed him. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, أَنِضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرِ Strike the rock with your staff. Water will emerge from a rock. It was a miracle. There was no source of water. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave water from a rock. And they carried this rock with them wherever they went. Each time they wanted water, Musa alayhi salam struck it and water emerged. فَانْبَجَسَتْ مِنْهُ اثْنَتَا عَشْرَةَ عَيْنَا Then 12 springs gushed forth from it according to the number of the tribes. قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ All the people knew their drinking place. According to the size of the tribe, 12 springs gushed forth from there. Another favor upon them, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الْغَمَامِ. And another favor upon them was that we shaded them with clouds when they were in the desert for 40 years. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala provided shade of clouds. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also conferred a favor upon them, وَأَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى. There was no food supply, so Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent down manna and quails for them, a provision from the unseen. And they were told, كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. Eat of the wholesome and pure things which we have provided for you. And they were told not to store it and stock it. It would come every day fresh. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says they committed a transgression in this too. وَمَا ظَلَمُونَ. They did not wrong us in any way. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. But themselves did they wrong. They harmed themselves. Ayah 161. وَإِذْ قِيلَ لَهُمْ. And after that period, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala allowed them to enter the city. Some say it was Jericho. And recall when it was said to them, enter and settle into this town and eat of that which is therein. وَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ. Wherever you will. وَقُولُوا حِطَّةً. And they were commanded, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commanded them to say, حِطَّةً means, like how we say مَغْفِرَة, remove the burden of our sins, forgive us. So enter with istighfar. وَدْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا. And enter the gate bowing and with humility. نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطِيئَاتِكُمْ. We shall forgive your past transgressions. And سَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And we shall bestow more favors upon those who excel in goodness. فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Then those among them who transgressed substituted a word other than that which has been said to them. They were told to say حِطَّة. They made a mockery out of it and began to say something else when they entered the city. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِجْزًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. So we send down a torment from above. بِمَا كَانُوا يَظْلِمُونَ. For their wrongdoing, and they were destroyed and punished. Inshallah, we'll do tilawat of this ruku number 20.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أيها الناس إني رسول الله إليكم جميعا الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض لا إله إلا هو يحيي ويميت فآمنوا بالله ورسوله النبي الأمي الذي يؤمن بالله وكلماته واتبعوه لعلكم تهتدون ومن قوم موسى أمة يهدون بالحق وبه يعدلون وقطعناهم اثنتي عشرة أسباطا أمما وأوحينا إلى موسى إذ استسقاه قومه أن اضرب بعصاك الحجر فانبجست منه اثنتا عشرة عينا قد علم كل أناس مشربهم وظللنا عليهم الغمام وأنزلنا عليهم المن والسلوى كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم وما ظلمونا ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون وإذ قيل لهم اسكنوا هذه القرية وكلوا منها حيث شئتم خفتم وقولوا حطة وادخلوا الباب سجدا نغفر لكم خطيئاتكم سنزيد المحسنين فبدل الذين ظلموا منهم قولا غير الذي قيل لهم فأرسلنا عليهم رجزا من السماء بما كانوا يظلمون
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك